بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، مائی برادر اینڈ سسٹرز، لیٹ اس لک ایٹ اور کنٹینیو ٹو لک ایٹ دس کوسچن آف سروینٹ اور سلیف. اینڈ ایز آئی مینشن ٹو یو، دس از ناٹ اباؤٹ سیمانٹکس. آئی ایم ناٹ needlessly nitpicking about something. This is a very critical and important matter because our definitions define attitudes. Right? Definitions define attitudes. For example, when I teach after sales service, and if I am looking at an organization where after sales service is needs improvement, you know what I say to them? I tell them, define for me what to you is the point of sale. Right? When has the sale happened? When would you say the sale is complete, over? And I give them the example of Disney. Now, if you go to Disney, you buy a ticket. So once you have bought a ticket, does Disney consider that sale is over? Or does Disney focus on, yes, they got the ticket, they bought the ticket, the money has come to our bank, but sale is not over, because sale will be over when they enjoy what they paid for completely and totally, and they go back home completely satisfied with the experience. Which is their definition of sale? What constitutes sale for Disney? And I submit to you, it is the latter. And one of the primary examples of that is that Disney has this whole department which deals with the parking lots. So there is a head of that department, right? Who is the, for want of a better thing, you can say this is a, is the vice president parking, for example. I'm not saying that's the title they are called by, but that's the job of the person to ensure that the parking lots are taken care of. Now, what does that mean? It means, for example, when you land in Disney, you get out of your car, you park your car, you board a bus which takes you to the entrance. And as soon as you enter the bus, there is an announcement. And the announcement, very interestingly, is boys and girls. They are dressing the little ones, because that's what Disney is about. It's about children. You take their children there, boys and girls. You are parked in Goofy 1. So they use Disney characters, which are easy to remember. The kids know them already. They are addressing the kids, so the kids feel important, and also they remember. And this is announced. You are parked in so-and-so. Now, the parking lots are so huge that if you didn't know that, it would be nearly impossible for you to find your car back again. Now, this announcement is repeated twice, two more times. So, middle of the journey and end of the journey, same announcement, boys and girls, you are parked in Goofy 1. Then, when you finish, the whole day you finished, you enjoyed yourself, you did everything, all the rides and whatnot in the park, and you came back to board the bus, and now there's a whole lot of buses going to different parking lots, and you are scratching your head and saying, well, where did I park my car? Well, you have a little voice who's going to say, Goofy 1, right? Because your child remembers. Fantastic. Remember, you bought the ticket. When did you buy the ticket? Before you entered the place. Until when are you getting the service? Now we're talking about the tail end, until you come out. It doesn't end there. Now, when you reach your car, you discover that your battery is dead, right? You left the lights on, or you did something else. And again, don't tell me you have a car. You have this car which has got artificial intelligence, and you're driving a Tesla which will tell you your horoscope or something. No, I'm talking about the fact and the time when you could actually do that. So now you find, you come there and you find your battery is dead. But you know what you will also find in Disney? You will find listen carefully. You will find a pre-printed, right? It's not scrawled, not written in the handwriting that you can't read. Pre-printed big yellow post-it note on your side window, not on your windscreen because it might rain and it might get smudged or it might wash off. On your side window, pre-printed note, which says, "We came by, we found your lights were on. If you find that your battery is dead, call this number from the free phone and we will come and give you a jump start." Right? Now imagine, you come there, you got a bunch of kids who are exhausted or tired, you want to go home, your car battery is dead and you are cursing yourself and saying, "What the hell did I do?" And then you find this pre-printed note. How do you feel? Right? You see, "Oh my God, fantastic, this is beautiful." You go and call and you go home safely. Why am I telling you this whole story? Because the whole behavior of Disney and all their policies depends on one thing, and that thing is, how do you define point of sale? When is point of sale? Is it when you buy the thing and go home, or does it continue to ensure that you continuously have a happy experience with that thing, that service or product you purchased? Right? Today we are used to this in many other places as well. For example, take our phones. You know, you constantly keep getting updates, software updates on the phones, which we just take for granted. But think about that. What is that telling you? That is telling you that even though you bought the phone, you paid for the phone, as far as the transaction is concerned, it is over. But the phone maker, supplier, service provider doesn't look at it like that. The service provider says, "Yes, they bought this phone, but I want to make sure that they continue to buy the same kind of phone, upgraded versions, continue to stay as my customers to the end of their lives. And the way I'm going to do that is to give them a whole bunch of free stuff later on, which they really haven't paid for, but, or maybe I've programmed some of that into the cost, but whatever the case may be, as far as they're concerned, they're not going to be asked to pay again." No second payment. Free upgrades, right? Now, why am I saying this again? Because attitude defines behavior. Definition defines behavior, right? Definition defines attitude, and attitude defines behavior. Now, think about this. If I define myself as a servant of Allah, I am going to do, the extreme case of that is, what Iblis did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the malaika to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam. And that also not even Adam alayhi salam as a live person, to the prototype, to the, what do you want to call it? I mean, to the model of humanity, the model of Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the malaika to make sajda to that model. The malaika defined themselves as what? As ibadullah, as slaves. So what did they do? They made sajda. They did not say, "Ya Allah, we worship you. We make sujood to you. To make sajda to anyone other than you is haram. So why must I make sujood to somebody other than you? I'm not refusing to make sajda to you. But this is not you." They didn't say all that. They said, "As far as we are concerned, we make sujood to Allah, which means I have submitted myself to Allah, meaning that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am submitted to that." What did Iblis do? Iblis said no. Did he say to Allah that I will not make sajda to you? No, he didn't say that. Did Iblis deny worshipping Allah? Did Iblis become an atheist, for example? No, he didn't. What did he do? He refused to obey. And believe me, he had a logic for that. Right? He had a logic. خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِين وَخَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَار. He said, "You made me from fire, you made him from clay. And so therefore, you know, I mean, for want of another word, racially I am superior to him. Fire is more powerful than clay. So why should I make sajda to him?" attitude, definition of who you are. And so therefore I'm asking myself, and I'm asking you to ask yourself, are you a slave of Allah or are you a servant of Allah? Today I believe that the biggest problem we have is because we have chosen to wrongfully define ourselves as servants. So we behave like servants. We have to stop doing that and we have to behave like slaves, because that's what we are. We are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More tomorrow, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.